So I was walking around and I felt incredibly sick, probably sicker than I've ever felt in my life. I also felt very lost, more lost than I think I've ever felt in my entire life. And I just looked down at the ground and I started to cry in a way that I have never cried before in my life. I fell to my knees and I just started choking on my own tears and I was not hardly able to breathe. The scripture that was just read, Psalms chapter 90, verse 12, it says, "Teach us to number our days," or number our days aright, "that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And if you look at the Hebrew word for that word number, it's a really interesting word. The Hebrew word is actually mana. It's kind of a cool word. It's like the word manna with W's on the end, mana. And the word really has two meanings. The first meaning for the word is to prioritize. Okay, so when it says teach us to number our days aright, it's really saying that we need to prioritize our lives. And then the second meaning, when you look at that Hebrew word, you have the word prioritize, and then you also have the word reckon. So to reckon or reconcile or organize. So you really see two things being talked about there. That's prioritize and organize. This is Moses who's speaking, and he was really the guy that in this chapter, in chapter 90, who talks about how short our lives are. He even numbers it at like 70 or 80 years. And he's saying that because our lives are so short, we need to both prioritize and organize our days. So if you would, turn to Romans chapter 12. We'll be there here in just a moment. Romans chapter 12. Tonight, I want us to go on a short journey together. And I'd like to think of myself as walking beside you on both of our journeys towards heaven. And what I really want to do on this journey as we walk side by side is I want to get us to evaluate ourselves and evaluate our lives. And evaluation is a really funny thing because I assume if you are in this room tonight, you are someone who's already done a lot of evaluation as a Christian. So when we talk about evaluation, we're not talking about looking in the mirror and seeing what's like good and bad. In a lot of cases, we're talking about looking in the mirror and seeing what's better and best that's in our lives. And that's an important distinction to make because I think sometimes when we get in the place where we feel like we're good or better, then maybe we don't evaluate as much. And if tonight I have gotten you and myself to look into the mirror and really see where we are as Christians, then I feel like this has been a place where we've walked together on this journey. If you look at Romans chapter 12, let's see here. I may or may not have this on. Time being such a valuable thing with short lives, it would be good if this worked quicker. Oh, I think you got it for me, Steve. I got it up, Steve. Thank you so much. Awesome. Okay, so Romans chapter 12, let's read this. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test," and I'll explain this word here in a moment, "and approve what is God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." So it's been about 10 years ago or so now that I started my business. And when I started this business, I was also youth ministering at the time. And I had all these grand ideas that I wanted to do within that youth ministry to really start it for the first time and really help it to grow. And they were pretty big goals. At the same time, I started this business and I had all kinds of people tell me, when you start a business, you know, don't expect a profit for a year, maybe 2 years. You know, you've got to be able to get by, you know, without that for a couple of years. And of course, I immediately say to them, that's most people. But I'll be fine, right? It won't take that long. That couldn't have been more incorrect. And so as I am trying to grow this business and I see things not going the way that I want them to go and the way that I have planned for them to go, and I also see this youth ministry and things not moving as quickly as I would have liked, I just felt this huge burden start stacking on top of my shoulders of the things that I wanted to accomplish myself. These weren't being imposed by anyone else. And so whenever I look at the reason why I really, honestly, I had a nervous breakdown. It's the most painful experience, really at that time, it was the most painful experience I'd ever had in my life. And I literally fell to my knees crying in my office before I opened the doors one morning, just under the weight of all these things and just feeling like I was running from spinning plate to spinning plate. Well, we see in Romans chapter 12 here the reason why I really felt that way. We can really pinpoint it to what we see right here. It says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And in my life up to that point, I had made all these plans and I had all these ideas of things that I wanted to do, but they honestly didn't really involve God's counsel. And that seems so ironic because I was a youth minister at the time, okay? And the plans that I had made in the youth ministry didn't involve God, okay? They might have involved God, but I wasn't seeking His counsel like I should. The same thing with my business. I just knew the way that I wanted to go, and so that's what I was going to do. So, fast forward, some point later on in life, really trying to get things organized for myself, I came up with this really simple system, and I have 7 words that I would like you to either type out on your phones or write down. This is all I'm going to ask you to write for the entire lesson, but it's this right here. It's what I call the 7 F's of life. Now, this doesn't necessarily have any scriptural backing. It's really just a framework for how to look at life. It's common denominators of life. And this really starts first with faith. Okay, that's the first one. So everything that, you know, goes into your relationship with God, faith. Then you've got family. Okay, so that's another category. Then you've got friends. That's the next category. Then you've got fitness or healthy lifestyle. Then you've got fulfilling career or your profession. And then you have your hobbies or fun. And I call those the 7 F's. Whoops, didn't go. I call those the 7 F's of life. So at some point I began kind of trying to use this framework and, you know, try to continue to always be growing in each one of these 7 areas. But there was kind of a flaw. And this is where I want to get into the difference between better and best. See, as Christians, we're always trying to grow. And it takes evaluation, which is what we talk about in Romans chapter 12. It takes evaluation to know where you really are and where you need to be with God as the standard. So there is an inherent flaw in this for me, at least there was. And you might be able to see that right now yourself, you might not, but we'll talk about that here in just a moment. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. It says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test?" 2 Corinthians chapter 13, one thing, actually I'm going to go back here because I want to note one thing really quick that I didn't note. Romans chapter 12, if you look at the end of Romans chapter 11, that's the doxology. It says therefore at the beginning of Romans chapter 12, sort of like it says at the beginning of Hebrews chapter 12, which implies that this is all adding up to what was previously talked about. That just happens to be where the chapter starts. If you look in Hebrews chapter 11 at the end there, what it's really talking about is the mental horsepower that God has and how we can never fathom the way that He thinks or the things that He is able to do. And so, whenever you can't do that, going back to this verse, we're really conforming to the pattern of this world by thinking that we can figure it out, that we don't need the power of God behind us. So it's really important. I wanted to go back to that because it really applies to what we're looking at here in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. So here you see it says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test? So again, like Romans 12, we get this idea of looking at ourselves in the mirror, of examining ourselves. And we also see the word test, and there is a Greek word that we see in both Romans chapter 12 and in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and this is really interesting. At first glance, they look like different words, but whenever you look at both words for the word test, they start with the word dokim. Okay, that's the Greek word. And it looks like two different words. Actually, those two words have the same root word in the Greek, which is dokimazo. Dokimazo. Because they're used in different parts of the sentence, so the structure is different. The words are slightly different, but they have the exact same meaning, and that meaning is dokimazo, which is this, and that is to test, to prove, and to see fit, or to see that you're fit. So in both places, we're talking about seeing if we are fit by what? By the standard of Christ. And then it talks about the test. So we get the same word for the test in both sets of scriptures. But if I asked you what the test was, and reading this in context, you know, I would get several different answers for what the test is in both Romans chapter 12 and 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And really, if you want to be very broad, which this is the way Paul, who wrote both of these letters, this is the way I believe Paul meant it, was basically just that Christ is the standard. So you stack everything up against that standard. That's the way to say that's what the test is in a broad way. Well, this to me is where we look at our own lives, and I feel like everyone in this room can really absorb this and apply it to their own lives, because this is where we go from better to best. And this is exactly the shift that I made really here in the last couple of years with how I kind of saw the framework of my life and the different categories of my life. So, actually, first, I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 6. Boy, I changed this around a lot at the last minute. Matthew chapter 6, this is verse 33. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, when you see seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, we get the same concept of prioritization, okay? We get the same concept of prioritizing. So when we talk about the test, okay, when we talk about measuring our lives against the test, what's the litmus test that we're living in the best way for God? This is the best answer that I could find, because this is talking about what you prioritize first. If you think about this, in the chapter, earlier on in the same chapter, you see that he's talking about both food and clothing. Now, we are very, very blessed to live in America. So the things that we are worrying about are not food and clothing, are they? Maybe we got all kinds of things in our lives that we're thinking about all the time. The same principle applies to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And so, having looked at Scripture, I go back and I take a look at this model. And by the way, this is something that I use. I basically use this in a sense. This is the fundamental thing that I use every morning to kind of examine my life. But there's a slight shift, which goes from better to best, which is a huge shift. And so I would like you to take a look at this in your own life. We still have faith or your relationship with God. We have family. We have friends. We have fitness. We have finance. We have fulfilling career. And we also have fun or our hobbies. But the real difference is, when I looked at this before, these were all very separate categories. And I, as a Christian at that point, I knew that God needed to be an umbrella over these things. But yet at the same time, I really focused on that top category as being the things that I do as a Christian, okay? And so this very simple shift, which became a big shift for me, was that all of this is under the umbrella of both looking towards heaven and living a righteous life by God's standards. So I said all that to say this: are you looking at the category of faith as a metric for your relationship specifically between you and God? Are you praying to God on a daily basis? Are you talking to Him one-on-one, just you and Him? Are you reading from your Bible on a daily basis? Are you doing good acts in secret so that that's between you and God, so that you're rewarded by God? With your family, are you looking at His kingdom and righteousness first? Are you praying with your kids at night? Are you reading your Bible to your children? Are you praying with your spouse? Are you doing things for your family members because you're a Christian without them having to ask you to do those things because you're looking at their needs? Do you have a body that's a temple to God that you fuel and you use in order to serve Him in an optimal way? Do you look at your money and do you say, okay, I'm going to spend this money for God first because it's all His, and I'm going to use that money to His glory? Do you look at your career and do you look at opportunities with people to be able to say, hey, I want to invite you to church sometime, or to make sure they see the light of Christ coming through you? And then in your hobbies, whenever you get a chance to relax and maybe you're not in the same, you know, stressful mode, are you also lax in your Christianity? Or are you living your life for God during that time? You see, all these areas of our life, they really come down to first prioritizing that we need to keep our focus on the kingdom. Keep our focus on the fact that we want to go to heaven and we want to bring as many people as we can with us, and then also on living rightly. Okay, that's really what living righteous means. It's living rightly by God's standard and then other people seeing how you live. So I said all of that, everything I just said, I said to say this one thing. And again, I did say this was a journey, and I will feel like it's been a successful walk together. If you do take those questions, take those categories, and you ask yourself this really simple question, how do you still need to allow God to prioritize your life tonight? Okay, it's a really simple question. If I went through and I gave some examples from each category, and any of those maybe pierced your heart a little bit or stung you a little, or maybe in your own life, as you look at these categories, you're thinking to yourself, okay, I need to prioritize to seek the kingdom and righteousness first in any of these categories, then just write it down or type it out. Make a commitment to do that. The difference between better and best is evaluating yourself and actually taking the time to log, okay, this is the change that I want to make, and not just saying, I want to be a better Christian, or I want to be better with my friends. That doesn't do anything. That's like making a New Year's resolution where you say, it'd be nice to lose a little bit of weight. It doesn't do anything for you unless you get conscious in prioritizing and you allow God to prioritize your life. So, simple question, very simple question. If tonight you have any need of the church to help you prioritize your life closer to God, or maybe that's not what's on your mind, maybe it's just something that you need prayers for, maybe there's something in your life that you need prayers for, or maybe you'd like to be baptized for the remission of your sins so you can be in that relationship with God and you can live closer to Him, whatever that need might be, please come forward while we stand and sing.